Hello everyone. Welcome to the Daniel Channel. This is Daniel CC, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today is a very special show. It might be the most special show I have ever done. I'm not sure if everyone knows, but today I'm going to be playing my favorite songs from The Bear, which is a show on FX and Hulu. It is currently my favorite show. I finished rewatching it mere hours before this, so I am fully refreshed. I finished season 2, episode 10. It's, so that means I've watched season 1 4 times and season 2 2 times. It's a show about a chef named Carmi. It takes place in Chicago, and it shows the intense work environment, and there's a lot of different characters. There's Richie, there's Marcus, Sydney, Tina, many others. They all have their own problems and skills and strengths, and I just love it so much. And also, it has an amazing soundtrack. And we're going to start it off with the song that kicks off season 2. It's called The Show Goes On. So, yeah, let the show begin.
That's a long face. That's all the crying for. Didn't you expect it when you opened your door?
Thank you.
All right. That was The Show Goes On by Bruce Hornsby and The Range. I'd like to take a quick moment to shout out Venice. She's in the stew. You can say hi.
Hi.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you've been in the studio this year.
Not this semester.
Yeah. But very excited to have her here. Yeah, if you just joined, I am playing my favorite songs from The Bear, which is on FX and Hulu. It's a show, second season just came out this summer. The song playing in the background right now is called Tazida Nostalgia by Mulatu Astaki. I don't know, maybe that's right, I don't know. It plays during season 2, episode 4, with Marcus. It's mostly focused on him and his time in Copenhagen. And now I'm gonna play some other song. The song I'm gonna play next is from season 1. And one thing that I like about the Bear soundtrack is that a lot of times it will have a song from a popular artist, but it won't be like a big hit. It won't be the song that like they're famous from, like the songs that they're playing, you know, they're still great, but you might not know them as well. The song I'm going to play next is called Help Me Rhonda by the Beach Boys. Very popular band. But this song only has less than 2 million plays on Spotify. But it's still very good. So I like that The Bear encourages you to kind of like go into your favorite artists and see their songs that are like maybe not as played as other ones. And I like that, you know, it literally expands your palate, your food palate, because it's about food, but it also encourages you to expand your musical palate, which I will be focusing on more this show. But yeah, so I'm gonna get right into it. Help Me Rhonda by the Beach Boys plays in season 1, episode 4, I believe. But yeah, let's get into it.
I said she put me down, I bet I'd do it in my head. Come in late at night and in the morning I just lay in bed. Well, Ronnie, you look so fine.
Look so
and
fine.
Help me, Rhonda.
That was Have You Seen Me Lately by Counting Crows, and the song before that was Tonight Tonight by Smashing Pumpkins, and the song before that was Help Me Rhonda by the Beach Boys. And Have You Seen Me Lately plays in the Bear in the first season, I think the third episode. It plays twice. And then Tonight Tonight plays in the second season, when Tina goes into a bar with all the people in her like cooking program. But yeah, another thing I like about the Bear soundtrack is that a lot of these songs I did not know before. I knew Tonight Tonight by Smashing Pumpkins, but the majority of these songs that I'm playing right now, I did not know them before this show, and now I've grown to really love them. And also, a lot of the songs I would have not expected to like. Like, I don't really like Counting Crows that much. Like, my dad would play them, he would play Mr. Jones, and then I thought the lead singer's voice was annoying, and I didn't want to listen to it. But now, I'm like, go Counting Crows. Like, go off. And yeah, that song is, that's another example of a song that, a very popular band that has, like, is not one of their popular songs. But it's still very good, and I love that the Bear kind of, like, puts you on to these songs and gives you something that you might not have heard, you know, just, like, out and about. And now I'm gonna go into another song that I would have not expected to like. It's by R.E.M. It's called Oh My Heart. And it plays in the first season when Carmi is looking at a beautiful sunset. So I'm gonna let it play. This is Oh My Heart.
The kids have a new take on faith. Pick up the pieces, get carried away. I came home to a city half erased. To face what we faced. This place needs me here to start. This place is the beat of my heart. Oh my heart, oh my heart. Tell me the government changed. Hear the answer and call, hear the song rearranged. Hear the trees, the ghosts, and the buildings sing. With the wisdom to reconcile this thing. It's sweet and it's sad. And it's true how it doesn't look bitter on you. Oh my heart, oh my heart,
oh my heart,
oh my heart, oh my heart. The good of this world might help see me through. This place needs me here to start. This place is the beat of my heart. Oh my heart, oh my heart.
dreamed about killing you again last night, and it felt alright to me. Dying on the banks of Embarcadero skies, I sat and watched you bleed. Buried you alive in a fireworks display, raining down on me. Your cold hard blood ran away from me to the sea. Watched it float away. The hope I had in a notebook full of white dry pages was all I tried to say. But the wind blew me back via Chicago in the middle of the night. And all without flight at the crush of veils and starlight. Watch a man with a face like mine being chased down a busy street. When he gets caught, I won't get up and I won't go to sleep. I'm coming home, I'm coming home, he is Chicago. Searching for home via Chicago. I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
All right, I'm just gonna talk as the song ends. That was Via Chicago by Wilco. plays in the pilot episode is like the first song in the Bear soundtrack that made me like really start to pay attention to the soundtrack. And yeah, the song before that was Oh My Heart, talked about it already. And now it is time for the PSA. And to do the PSA, I have Venice, who's gonna read us a good one, so take it away.
Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks? Many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community and Educational Radio.
Wow. Amazing. If you want to play around Tufts University, make sure to check out that website. So, we are going to move on. The next song I'm going to play is a song called Total Control by the Motels, which plays in season 2 of The Bear when Carmi is driving around with Claire. It is an incredible song. And I realized something. I realized that I found the vinyl to this album right when I came to Tufts last year, like right at the beginning of freshman year. And I took a picture of it and I posted it on my Instagram because I thought the cover art was cool. I found it at like a Davis flea market and I had no idea about the music inside. And I found the song like basically from The Bear and I listened to it like all summer. So who would have known that the song from the random vinyl I picked up would become one of my favorites, but here we are. This is Total Control by the Motels. It's one of my favorites from the soundtrack. Enjoy.
I'd sell my soul for
Total Control Over You. Okay, that was Total Control by the Motels. I know we only played one song. Usually I play more. But, you know, I just, you know, I gotta talk about this next song because it's just too good. Yeah, so the next song coming up is my favorite song in the Bear soundtrack. All these songs I've been playing so far have been from the Bear. And yeah, this is one of the few that I already knew, and it is the end to season one. It ends the, it plays right at the final moments of the season. It is Let Down by Radiohead. Spoiled it, but yeah. One thing I really like about how it was in the show was that it kind of changed the way I look at it, because, you know, it's a sad song, but when they play it, it's at like a moment where like Carmi and the gang, they finally get a win, and Let Down is playing. So it's kind of like strange to have this sad song playing over like a pretty happy moment. So I'm not like totally sure why they chose to play this one, but I feel like I don't know. I was thinking that after all like the turmoil and like anxiety and sadness that the first, like, that happened in the first season, like, it's not all gone, but like now you have like this happy moment to kind of like enjoy. So that was why I was thinking they might have put that in there. But yeah, when I heard this the first time, like, because I've rewatched the season 4 times, but the first time I watched it, I was like, OMG, I could not believe it. Also, shout out to Sophie, who just tuned in. But yeah, this is Let Down by Radiohead from the Bear Season 1 soundtrack. Enjoy. Alright, I am gonna do some talking over this song, which is Glass, Concrete, and Stone by David Byrne. And the song before that was Can't Hardly Wait by The Replacements. And the song before that was Let Down by Radiohead. And I realized that, you know, the show is gonna end sort of soon, and I need to say some things before the last song plays. So the song that I just played, Can't Hardly Wait, it's by The Replacements, who I only knew one song by them before I watched The Bear, which was Swingin' Party, which is a great song. But this song is very good, and I could like it more over time. But it plays at the end of season 2, episode 5. When Carmi and Claire have like a special moment. It's really nice. Letdown plays at the end of season 1. The song I'm playing right now, Glass, Concrete, and Stone, is from the Richie episode in season 2, episode 7, which might be... It's hard because this show has like 5 episodes where I'm like, damn, this is like the greatest TV episode I've ever seen in my entire life. And that's one of them, but, you know, we'll see. It has a lot. So, before this episode ends, I am going to give a shout out to my mom, who's listening right now. She showed me The Bear. I was like kind of skeptical to watch it, but she was watching it before me, and then we watched the first episode together, and I think my dad was there too, and I was just like, wow, I couldn't believe it was so good. And we both like a lot of the songs that I played tonight, so shout out to my mom. Love my mom. We're gonna be back in Glen Rock soon, in like a week, so it'll be a fun like Thanksgiving celebration. And yeah, I just want to say that you guys should watch The Bear. You should watch it. It gives me so many different feelings. It like reminds me what it is to be human. It's very powerful. It's a super meaningful show to me. It like, I don't know, it reminds me, as far as music goes, it's important to look for good music, and like I love all the songs that I played today, found them from the soundtrack, and I have one more song to play, and it comes in a very crucial moment in The Bear. Venice, do you want to say anything before we go? No. That's okay. Thank you to Venice for being here. Yeah, we've got one more song. You guys probably know it, but this song plays during the Richie episode, and it gave me a new appreciation for it. This is Love Story. This is Daniel. Wait, hold on. We're restarting. This is Daniel Cici. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Love Story by Taylor Swift. Go watch The Bear, and have a great night. See you next week.